This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. I'm pleased to have with us in the studio, as we do each and every week, the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, Brooke Stockburger. Brooke, good to see you and good to have you in studio.
Yes, Fred. Happy weekend to you again. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing well.
I'm good. Good. Glad to hear it. And we got a lot to talk about, lots of great stuff in this week's edition of the Las Cruces Bulletin. If you didn't get it on your doorstep, you can pick one up at a lot of area newsstands right now. I often see it at the Village Inn over on the corner of Telshore and Loman over there. They carry it over there.
So. You can stop by and get a pie and a paper.
That's right, a pie and a paper. I eat too many sweets, though, so I got to watch it.
They have good pies.
Speaking of eating, boy, a lot of people like to do that with anytime there's a holiday, and we have one coming up July 4th. And in Las Cruces, every year there's a big July 4th show, but there's a big change this year, and this is on the cover this week of the Bulletin.
Yes, for as long as I can remember, the 4th of July celebration, the city's 4th of July celebration, has been downtown, near downtown on Hadley Avenue, in that area near Meerschaum. And, that's where they've had the fun and the vendors and the music, and then shoot off the fireworks about 9 o'clock or a little bit after that or so. Well, they're feeling things are getting too big, that they're running out of room there, and it's getting a little too crowded, and they want to have a little more elbow room. So it's going over to the Field of Dreams, which is up off of Valley. And so this will be the first year that happens, and they think there'll be more parking and more available area. The vendors are going to be set up there. There's going to be a stage for the bands that are going to play there, and the fireworks are going to be set off in that area too. And another thing the city pointed out was they think as it gets a little more crowded downtown, there's worry about setting the fireworks off in that area too. They want to have a little more space between them and the spectators and all that. So
probably a good idea.
But what is interesting is for so many years, people are used to seeing the fireworks from their house. And every year they've been set off from the same location, so you know what you can see. Now that they're going to be set off over to Field of Dreams, is that going to mess people's viewing up? Some people might see it a whole lot better. I'm sure some people will. But some people who are used to seeing them real well from their house or friend's house might not see them as well. So it'll be a change. It'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to it. It's always a lot of fun.
Hopefully
it doesn't rain.
Some folks may have to go to the events rather sitting at home to watch the fireworks.
It's a big story that they're doing that, and we'll see how it goes over there.
All right. We'll look forward to it. And we also have a bit of an update on something we've been talking about for quite some time now, as a matter of fact. Doñana County has been trying to get together a triage center. This was in response to the fact that very often law enforcement is dealing with folks who are in mental distress or have mental illness and need to be evaluated and very often need to get medical care as opposed to going into a jail or some other sort of detention. And the triage center was built for that purpose, but it's not open yet. The building's done, but it's not up and operating.
That's right. And as we've learned so much more about mental illness, and there's such a variety, you know, people who live normal everyday lives can still suffer from a mental illness. And in a high-stress situation, they might not handle it as well. They need to have an approach that's obviously different than you would maybe everybody. And so this is a great idea, having this triage center. But they need somebody to run it, which is always very important, of course. And so the county commission is looking forward to they're not putting out bids. It's not that sort of a process, but they want to hear from people and companies who think they can who want to potentially do that to run it. And they've used a consultant to help them word how they wanted to reach out to people and which people to reach out to and that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's a big, very important thing, and they want to get it right. So they're in the process of doing that, see who can operate that center.
Okay, very good. And I'm sure once we get those proposals forward, we'll have a better idea, too, of the operating costs for the center, which has been one of the questions and challenges for the county commission. Moving along to the business section of the Las Cruces Bulletin this week, really nice when you've got some good news, and the business section has plenty of that this week. New jobs coming to town, two different companies, and we'll begin with a food production company that's coming in.
Yeah, some people might have heard of this already. The governor was down, and a new company, not a new company, but new to this area. They're based in San Diego, I do believe. Franco Whole Foods, and they make raw enchiladas and sell them to places like Costco and that sort of stuff. And there's a big empty space down on Amador. And it used to hold a sort of a warehouse, a furniture warehouse type place for years. And it's been sitting empty now for a while. So it's a good location to fill up. And, you know, one close in town there, too. This is interesting. And they're going to hire, you know, maybe 150 or more people at that place. And they'll do. They'll produce raw tortillas and people can buy them in the store. And I think my wife has relatives in the state of Washington who buy them from Costco. So an interesting connection. And so they're moving over here, and then who knows, maybe they'll bring more production facility over here. But it's a good start.
That's great. And I know when the story was done and we were there at that event, folks were saying that the average pay, I believe, would be more than $30,000 a year, which is very important because a lot of the new jobs that have been created since the end of the recession, not only here but around the country, have been low-paying jobs, jobs that are closer to minimum wage. And so it's good to hear that these jobs, it sounds like many of them will be much higher paid.
Yeah, the quote-unquote living wage jobs.
Yes.
And it's kind of something different. You know, jobs and tortillas are a good mix, I think, for our area as well. But it's just nice to see more and more. We're seeing a little more manufacturing base develop in our area, and hopefully that can last.
Okay, and of course, with that company coming in, incentives were provided at the state level, the local level. We also have a form of incentive provided by Doña Ana County for another company that's going to be coming in, a new wire manufacturer. And this is, I believe, involves the county taking responsibility not for the payment of bonds, but for issuing bonds. The county is able to do that. And one thing I found very interesting about this story is that this new wire manufacturer is based in Turkey.
Yeah, it is based in Turkey. And matter of fact, this will be, I do believe, its first facility in North America, if I'm remembering correctly. They have an office back east for business in this area, but sort of a first manufacturing area, CN Wire. And another place down in Santa Teresa that we've seen a lot of things open, so it's good, creating some jobs coming in. And it's $70 million worth of bonds that they're trying to get going here that this county will issue. There's a little bit of a other side to this, though. There's another company that feels that it is being treated unfairly. International, what are they called? International Wire Group? Mm-hmm. And they're already there. They're already working, and they did it without incentives. So they feel this is giving a competitor an unfair advantage. So we'll sort of see how that all shakes out because they're not happy about it.
Yeah, and I do believe that the county was quoted as saying, look, that you know other companies are eligible to apply for the same type of incentives. They may not have done that previously, but they could for if they wanted to expand, for instance.
So. Yeah, so it might be a situation where they just have to sort of look into some of that stuff they have, too. So we'll see.
Absolutely. All right. Taking a look at the life section in the Las Cruces Bulletin this week, we have another festival coming up that's on the cover. There's a lot of festivals that
there
happen
sure
around
are.
Here. And this summer, we get a lot of them And this one I'm not real familiar with. So
yeah, Todd Dixon, our editor over at the Bulletin, thought up the gentlemen start your turtles. It's a turtle race.
A turtle race.
Tortugas Turtle Day is what it's called. Tortugas Turtle Derby on June 22nd. It's all part of the San Juan Fiesta that's held the 21st and the 22nd. And it's very interesting. They have Lady of Guadalupe Fiesta that they have in December, and this is their other big day too. And it's sort of to celebrate, you know, St. John the Baptist, and it's a time for people to get together and have a lot of fun, and also race their turtles. So they put them down in little
ducks and Deming turtles in tortugas.
Tortugas. What would be Las
What's
Cruces
next?
Lizards?
Las Cruces lizards and Las Cruces. Maybe we'll get a lizard race. I don't know.
But it's a lot of fun. So.
Have you been to it before?
No, I haven't, but okay. I've heard from lots of people who have, and
okay.
They say it's very interesting.
It sounds like fun.
And I don't think any handicapping is done on the turtles. You can't get a race sheet, but So
you don't see too many turtles around here in the wild. At least I haven't. I see rabbits though. So maybe we could
lots of rabbits.
Maybe they could add a new element to that. Some
a jackrabbit race.
Have a
that
rabbits
could be fun, yeah.
Rabbits with the turtles. I don't know.
The hare and the turtle.
Hare and the turtle.
We could recreate the famous showdown.
Could be. All right. And then Zach Hansen, who is one of your great writers at the Las Cruces Bulletin. He very often has movie reviews and has a review this week of a film you were aware of. I was not. But it's a star-studded film called Chef.
Yeah, Chef. It's one I read about it somewhere. Might have been an Entertainment Weekly or online somewhere, but it looked very intriguing to me. And then it came here to Allen Theaters. Jon Favreau, a lot of people know him. He was an actor in a lot of things like Swingers and became a director. And he's in this movie, and it's called Chef. He plays a chef, obviously, but who has a nice restaurant and everything. And for, you know, I won't get into any details, but he loses that restaurant, and he opens up a food truck.
Mm.
And then he's sort of like, it's the old tale. He gets back to his, you know, roots and back to regular life. And, you know, maybe he got a little too highfalutin with his restaurant.
And
it brings him. And there's a lot of names in it. You know, Sofia Vergara, Dustin Hoffman, John Leguizamo. Are in it along with
and unlike our movie last week, he gives this one a good rating.
He definitely
got an A minus. So
A-.
You can read all about why it's an A minus yep. in the Las Cruces Bulletin. I've got to. I want to see the 22 Jump Street because I like the 21 Jump Street.
I heard it was real
movie.
Funny. I never saw the first one.
Yeah, well, it was funny. It's on DVD. So
Jonah Hill cracks me up, so I'm sure I would like it.
Oh yeah, they're really good. So I want to check that out. I know that opens this weekend. In addition to Chef as well. And you can check out lots more entertainment news in the Las Cruces Bulletin this week, including our local stage shows as well, because I know you always cover that very well. And I
We have multiple reviews in this week.
Yeah, I saw that there were some reviews. So folks that are interested in going to see a live stage show, you always get your news on that and reviews in the Las Cruces Bulletin. You also do a great job of covering health. And in the life section, you have a health and well-being tab. And this week, a very important topic for folks. We've been enjoying, if you like being in the pool anyway, we've been enjoying the very warm weather. And you have some very important tips this week for folks who have children at the pool.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a lot of fun to get out and swim. I went swimming last weekend at the Aquatic Center, and it was great to cool off. And you hate to be, you know, sort of the wet blanket, no pun intended, on everything. But, you know, it's been reported that, you know, every day people are drowning. Something like 10 people in America drown accidentally somewhere every day, like, in a year, 200 youth will drown.
Mm.
That's not just summer, of course. But so you got to take all these kind of precautions because it can just take a couple moments, you know, for something to go wrong. And the American Red Cross has come out with a bunch of tips for people to sort of, you know, watch out for and to think of. And there's a lot of times, like, reading through these things, they all make sense, you know, and it's not like you never thought of them before, but sometimes you just don't think of them until somebody reminds you of it. So there are things like, you know, have barriers around your pools. Don't leave ladders if they're not in use and you can take them off and that sort of stuff. Sometimes leave covers on pools so people can't fall in. There's even a thing called an alarm. I never heard of this, a pool alarm, where if somebody gets in the pool when the alarm's turned on, it'll make a noise. So right away, if a kid falls into the pool or jumps into the pool, you'll hear the alarm right away.
Wow.
So I found that very interesting.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that was a possibility if you had your own pool. Of course, a lot of the safety tips apply as well if you go to a public pool. And I think a lot of times when people hear about pool safety, they simply think about very young children getting in the pool and drowning. But another issue that's very important, and it happens unfortunately all too often, is that you have older children, teenagers, even adults jumping in the pool and not realizing in a shallow area and hitting their head, or worse yet, there have been cases of folks becoming paralyzed
right.
as a result of diving where they shouldn't.
Yeah, you got to know the depth, and especially if you're out somewhere and it's like a creek or a lake or something like that, and you can't quite see how deep it is. But even in pools, people will do that, and they just don't think you know, before they jump, and that 1, 2, 3 seconds can alter a life dramatically. It's got to be very careful. And people underestimate water all the time. That's something I've often said, and it's just, you know, water ankle deep can be dangerous if there's a current and everything. You got to be careful.
Absolutely. Very important stuff. You're taking me back to my younger days when I was going out to the Jersey Shore, and sometimes the current could be rough in the ocean there. Fortunately, here, it's mainly in the swimming pool, but I one day want to take a swim in Elephant Butte. I haven't done that yet. Have you done that yet?
I have not, no.
See, you've been here a lot longer than I have, so I don't feel so bad now. So we got to get out to Elephant Butte and enjoy the natural water there. There's a little more of it, at least, this year than there was last year. Yeah, hopefully.
It's been sad.
As the summer continues, we'll get more rain, and it'll fill up
even
more.
We'll take a picnic basket up one day and both take a dip.
That's right. And we can do it on location. That would be great.
That would be fun.
Brooke Stockbrigger, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and he's with us every Saturday night on Images. Brooke, thanks.